Glory to God, glory, hallelujah.
赞美神，赞美神，哈利路亚。
You must welcome on this Kingdom Influencers training.
我们非常欢迎你今天晚上来到我们这个神国复兴的这样的事工。
And we are grateful to God that He has given us the opportunity once again to be on this platform.
很感谢主啊！今天晚上继续恩高我们这个讲台，让我们有机会继续跟大家讲这个主题。
I believe that since we started last week, I know some of you have been experiencing the supernatural kind of God in your lives.
我相信在上次的讲坛之后的话，大家有很多人呢都应该经历了很多超自然的经历啊，与神同在的经历。
I want to thank God for every one of you that is on the platform right now, and I believe this what we are doing is the heartbeat of God.
我很高兴再次见到大家，今天晚上来到我们这个讲坛啊，我们很相信。这个是神给我们做工，也让我们一同来去聆听的讲坛。
And so just get set, we getting into the training, Father, in the name of Jesus.
我们一同来进入我们今天的讲道，好，我们一同来做个祷告。谢谢你，主耶稣基督，
Let your spirit
请你
be the
的恩膏
chairperson
降
of
下
this
来。
meeting.
降下来到我们这个会议中，
Let your kingdom come.
让你的天国降临，
And let your will be done.
如同你在地上所做的，
Let the church be edified.
像所有的这些恩膏都倾倒下来。
Let the body of Christ be empowered.
让我们这个基督的身体能够被荣耀、被充满。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Last time we looked at the nature of intercession.
上次我们看到了，我们说到了我们的这个代祷者的特质。
And today I want to take you deeper as I teach you about the types of intercessors.
今天呢，我希望为大家来继续讲论代祷者的类型。
And our key verse today is 1 Samuel chapter number 12, verse 12, I mean verse 23.
Sorry.
1 Samuel
Okay.
12, 23 is a keynote verse.
OK，
1
是
Samuel.
OK，我们是First Samuel 30:8，right？是的。
12 and 23.
OK，好，谢谢。好，我们这里看到了撒母耳记上的第12章的23节。
Samuel 12 and 23.
好，带我们来看翻到《撒母耳记》的上的12章23节。
Bible says, Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you. But I'll instruct you in the good and the right way.
圣经上说到：“至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，我必以善道正路指教你们。
He says, I don't want that sin of not praying for you. This is like a sin if we are not interceding for people.
他在这里是想说我们是要不断的祷告就算是得罪了耶和华，我们也要希望能够这个祷告能够得到成全。
So Samuel said, I should not sin against the Lord by not praying for you.
所以呢，在这里撒母耳也在这里说了，我虽然是是得罪了神，但是我还是要继续为大家去祷告。
Remember, this is Saul that has done disobedient. He was disobedient to God by Samuel saying, I don't want to sin against the Lord by not praying for you.
他说，撒母耳也在这里说，虽然我知道这个是一个不顺服，但是呢，为了让你们可以不停止的去祷告，我宁愿在这里得罪神。
So it is righteous to be an intercessor, and it is sinful not to pray for people.
所以作为一个代祷者的话呢，我们是真的是不为人去祷告的话，反而是罪过。所以我们要不断的为人祷告。
So as God calls us into this ministry of intercession, God gives us different graces.
所以神呢，既然让我们成为了这样的代祷者的话，神一定会给我们各样的恩惠。
And they also anoint us differently, but doing the same task, but in different ways.
所以他一定会恩高我们，虽然给我们的赏赐不一样，但是大家共同能够为神国来效力。
We do the same thing. We do the same thing with different approaches and different graces and different anointings.
我们有不同的恩高，我们在不同的岗位上服侍，但是最终我们都是在为基督服侍。
And so, I want to show you diverse kinds and types of intercessors.
所以我在这里要给大家看到的是第一种代祷者的类型。
And the number one is called the gatekeepers.
第一种的代祷者的类型是守门式的代祷者。
We call them the watchmen.
我们把它看成为看守者。
What I want you to understand is that every city has gates, and every nation has gates, and every family has gates, and every life has gates.
大家知道，要在我们的每一个家庭、每一个城市，还有在我们每一个地方，都有门需要我们去守护。
So, one of these days I'll teach you about the gates, but I want you to understand that every gate has a keeper.
所以呢，我要让大家知道，我们有很多不同的门，而且呢，在每一个门上面，我们都需要有守门的人。
Unfortunately, those who are supposed to be keepers of the gates, they are not right in there. They are doing their own things.
现在很可惜的是，很多在看守这些城门的人，他们却没有做他们该做的事情，他们都是在做他们自己想做的事情。
And so the enemy has taken advantage to take over the gates and put his keepers.
所以呢，我们的仇敌呢，就借这个机会把他们的人安插在我们的门，反而去代替了这些守门人。
So the intercessors who are supposed to be the watchmen and the gatekeepers are not in place. And so the devil has placed his own keepers. It is now the devil that is keeping the city, that is keeping the nations.
那这些守门人呢，本来应该去做守望代祷的工作的，反而现在却让撒旦找到了机会，安插他们自己的人，在代替了那些守门人，在每一个该去守门的地方，从而造成了很多的破口。
So as God is raising us on this platform as the intercessors who are the gatekeepers, we must be positioned geographically and spiritually.
所以，我们现在呢，无论是在属领空的，还是属灵的里面，我们都要在借着这样的我们的学习、我们的培训，把自己装备成这样的重新守门式的代祷者。
Nehemiah chapter number 12, verse 25 to 39.
那么在尼希米记的12章25到39。
Nehemiah 12, 25 to 39.
尼希米记12章25节到39节。
The
I have 84
many, I want you to write down. I may read a few verses because of time, but write down and you go through it.
I can. 那我希望你们可以记下来，因为呢时间有限，我没办法读出每一段经文，我能读出的只有其中的一部分。
25 says, okay, let me begin from 24. And the chiefs of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, son of Hadimiel, with their brethren opposite them, to praise and to give thanks, as David, God's man, commanded. One watch singing. In response to watch, he meant singing in response to the men in the opposite.
那么，
24.
在这个24节呢，大家可以看到，这里说到立位人的族长是哈沙比雅，是利比，贾灭的儿子耶稣雅，与他们的弟兄的班次相对，照着神人大卫的命令，一般一般的在赞美称谢。
He put a watch, and those who are watching were singing in response to the men that are opposite, the men that are opposing them.
他们呢，对那些正在与他们相对、要对他们对视敌对的人呢，反而一次一次的向他们去赞美。
25 says, Mataniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akbo. Were gatekeepers guarding at the storehouses of the gates.
那么第25节，大家也看到，马他尼把巴布加、俄巴底亚、米舒兰、达门、雅古，他们是守门的，也就是在库房那里去守门。
These were in the days of Joachim, son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak. And in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, and the scribe.
那么这些呢，其实都是在以约沙达的孙子耶稣雅的儿子约亚金和省长尼希米，并祭司以斯拉的时候，都是有任职的。
Now, when you let's because of time, I want to give you a lot of things, but, I want to jump to verse number 30, says, and the priests And the Levites purified themselves and purified the people, purified the gates and the wall.
那么时间关系呢,
Verse
30节说到祭司和利未人就洁净自己, 也洁净百姓,洁净城门,
Then I brought the princes of Judah up on the wall, and I appointed two great companies of them who gave thanks and went in a procession. One went to the right upon the wall towards the Dan gate.
大家可以看到31节，我带犹大的首领上城，使称谢的人分成两队，并列而走。第一队在城上往右边向粪场门行走。
Verse number 37, because of time, I'm jumping other verses, but you read all of them.
大家可以读全部的这个经文，但是呢，因为时间关系，我们就读37。
That's the assignment. The assignment, you have to go back and read all the scriptures one by one.
这对你们的一个功课哈，大家在结束之后回去一段一段的来读。
37 says, at the fountain gate, they went up straight ahead by the stairs of the city of David, at the walls ascent above David's house to the water gate on the east.
37节说到，他们经过船门往前，从大卫城的台阶，随地势而上，在大卫宫殿以上直行到朝东的水门。
Now watch verse number 38. It says, the camp and the other company of those who gave thanks went to the left. I fought with half of the people upon the wall above the tower of the furnaces of the broad wall.
38节呢，大家可以看到。 第二队称谢的人要与那一队相迎而行，我和民的一半跟随他们，在城墙上过了炉楼，直到宽墙。
And he says above, 39 says above the gate of Ephraim, and by the old gate, and by the fish gate, and by the tower of Hananel, and the tower of Hameh, even to the sheep gate, and they stopped at the gate of the guard.
他们呢又过了以法法连门、谷门、鱼门、哈南叶楼、哈米亚楼，直到羊门，就在护卫门站住。So
these gatekeepers are strategic intercessors.
那么这些呢，守门人呢，就是策略性的，我们的代导者。Number
two. They preside over cities. They keep cities and nations.
而且呢，第二呢，就是他们也在不断的为城市和国家来守望。Also,
their character is they operate in discernment. They discern everything and they are so sensitive.
而且呢，他们还有一个很重要的特点呢，就是他们是帮忙去，做那个属灵分辨的这个能力的，他们是做过滤的保护者。And
they are also known as the Israel intercessors or the Israelite intercessors.
他们也可以被称为就是以色列的代祷者。They
pray for Israel. Because God said, keep on praying for Israel so that the peace of God will be there and you will prosper.
就像神说的，他们在不断的为以色列祷告的话，神的恩典就会降到以色列，从而呢让他复兴。So
they are called gatekeepers or watchmen.
所以他们呢就被称为守门人或者叫守望者。
And some truth I want you to understand about watchmen is that they always have or carry the weapons.
他们呢有一个很重要特点，我需要你知道，就是他们随时呢都在带着兵器的。
And as we go on, I will teach you about all the weapons
那么，
of the intercessors or the weapons of the watchmen.
那后面呢，我会给大家去逐一介绍这些守望者，他们都带着些什么样的兵器。
And so, in the Old Testament or in the Bible days, victory was pronounced at the gates.
那么在旧约呢，或者我们称之为这个旧时代的时候呢，这些这些人都是专门去来守望这些胜利的果实的。
And gates also are termed or known as a place of dominion and influence.
而且呢，这些门呢，完全都是大家都知道，它是有非常重要的属灵意义，有很具有这个影响力的。
So the church will influence communities, influence nations, influence the generation, influence lives. If they stand in their position as intercessors.
主要这些代导者在他们的位置上的话呢，他们就会对他们的周边、对他们的城市、对他们的国家、对他们整个世代都能够有一个非常好的影响。
Now, the sad thing about this is when the gatekeepers of the kingdom have not occupied the positions, and then the gatekeepers of the enemy takes over those positions.
那么现在呢，最大的问题就是有很多的代祷者呢，没有站在这个守门的位置，反而被撒旦的议会带着他们的人来攻占了这些门的位置。
Jeremiah chapter number 37.
好，尼希米记的
Jeremiah chapter number 37. I think you don't
Jeremiah,
have it. This is a new one. 37.
12:37, right? Jeremiah. No.
Verse chapter 37 and verse number 12.
Okay.
37 and verse 12.
Was 7 or 12?
Chapter 37.
37.
Verse
John.
30:7吧。
是哪一个？这个有谁可以帮忙一下？找不到。
这是你说30:7。
哦，尼希米记。
耶利米书
It
三十
says,
七章。
耶利米书是吧？37章。Jeremiah 37,
verse 12.
verse 12. Okay.
He said, Jeremiah went forth out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin. To slip away during the brief rule in the Chaldean invasion to receive the title to his portion of land, which the Lord had promised would eventually be valuable there among the people.
在37:12，耶利米就砸在民中，出离耶路撒冷，要往便雅悯地去，在那里得自己的地业。
Verse 13 says, and when he was at the gate of Benjamin, a sentry was on guard there, whose name was Elijah, son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, and he arrested Jeremiah the prophet. saying, "You are deserting to the Chaldeans."
他到了便雅门前，那里有守门的官名叫伊利亚，是哈拿尼亚的孙子，是利米亚的儿子。他就拿住先知耶利米说：“你是投降的加勒底人呢？”
Then said Jeremiah, "It is false. I'm not deserting to the Chaldeans." But the sentry would not listen to him. So Elijah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princess.
耶利米说：“你这是谎话，我并不是投降加勒底人。”伊利亚不听他的话，就拿住他，解到了首领那里。
Therefore, the princess was enraged with Jeremiah and beat him and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison.
首领恼怒耶利米，就打了他，将他囚在文士约拿丹的房屋中，因为他们以这房屋当作监牢。
He says, verse 16, when Jeremiah had come into the cells in the dungeon and had remained there for many days.
耶利米来到狱中，进入了牢房，在那里被囚了多日。
Now I want you to see something here. Jeremiah is going for his own land. He's going for the title deed of his land. He's going for his property. He's going for his inheritance. But there was a keeper there who arrested him and put him in prison.
所以大家可以看到，这个耶利米本来是要去那个他的得地的地方去拿他的地业，但是那个地方呢，竟然有守门的人不给他去拿，还把他给捆绑了起来。
So if we are not taking position as gatekeepers of our cities, gatekeepers of our nations, then the enemy is going to place his people in those places.
所以大家从这里就可以看到，如果我们的这个地方呢，没有我们的人守望的时候，就被我们的仇敌全部拿去守望了，反而是变成了攻击我们的了。
You find out that now, instead of the kingdom of God to be enforced in communities and nations and cities, the kingdom of darkness is prospering.
大家可以看到，只要在这个我们的圣城里面，只要神给我们去加添力量，给我们成为守护者的话，我们就能够影响这个时代。
So, as kingdom influencers, we got to be positioned.
所以，我们作为国度的代导者，我们必须要有我们自己的位分，我们也要行在这个位分当中。
Now.There is something that I want to talk about as a match. I want to talk about it in the future, but to bring this clear teaching, let me bring it to you.
那这里我有一个很重要的培训的信息呢，一定要告诉我们在座的每一位人的。
Airports are gates.
那么在飞机场的话呢，有很多的门。
Borders, ports of entry are gates.
那么在我们去通向这个飞机的时候呢，每一个的那个通道也有门。
Schools are gates.
学校 schools right? School. 学校
school, university, colleges,
school,
those are gates.
学校大学，他们都有门。
Banks are gates.
银行也有门。
Parliaments are gates.
我们在议会呢，当然也有门。
Hospitals are gates.
医院里面也有门。
Parks or bus stands or where buses stands, those are also gates.
那所有的在公园呢，在所有的这些地方呢，都会有各种地方都会有看到门。
Markets, or supermarkets, or malls are gates.
商场啊，大的这个卖场啊等等地方也有门。
And churches are gates.
在我们的教会也有门。
So, when we're talking about the gatekeepers, we are talking about a people that are standing by those places and pray, not only praying, but protecting and guarding and watching over communities and cities and nations through those places.
所以大家可以看到，在这一个每一个刚刚讲到的地方，我们都应该有我们的代祷者，这些守门型的代祷者，来为这个城市、为这个街道、为这个地方、为这个国家来做祷告，来做守护。
So Nehemiah was so strategic that he had to place to divide people and put them in different gates so that the city is secure.
所以就像刚刚尼希米记说到的，尼希米呢，他真的是有很有策略的，把所有的这些城门都他有不同的部队分配在不同地方来把守。
So where are the watchmen and the watchwomen of our cities?
那究竟我们的城市里面的这些代祷的女生、代祷的男士都在哪里呢？
Thank God that God is using you now and is raising you now to take the position in order to enforce the kingdom of God in communities and nations and in villages and in cities.
现在神呢，就是要让我借我的话向大家去宣讲，让大家一定要兴起成为这个代祷者，在我们的社区、城市和我们的国家，来真的是成为这个代祷守门的守望者精兵。
We do not only keep the cities, but we also keep our own brothers and sisters.
我不单只是为我们自己的这个城市来守望，更重要的是为我们的家人、为我们的弟兄姐妹来守望。
The reason why Cain was cursed is because when he killed his brother, and God asked him, "Where is your brother?" He said, "Am I the keeper? Am I my brother's keeper?"
所以在当时的这个当时的那两个儿子在互相争斗的时候，他的大儿子杀了亚伯以后，神就问他，那该隐，对，那该隐呢，就是他就跟神说，为什么你要这样问我呢？难道我是他的守门人吗？
Genesis chapter number 4 and verse number 9 talks about that.
好，那么在创世纪的第四章第九节就有说到。
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are supposed to be your brother's keeper. You must watch over your brother, your sister.
当时他就说，兄弟亚伯在哪呢？我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？但是神确实是对该隐说，对的，你就是应该看守你兄弟的。
Because to keep means to guard. It means to protect.
是的，因为这样的话，看顾好你的兄弟，其实神呢就给你一个更坚固的一个看守神的能力。
It means to be a bulletproof.
这是一个非常有，这是一个非常有勇气的证据啊，证明你是守护你的弟兄的。
It means that when there is attacks that are coming to our brothers and our sisters, we don't laugh like many people do today. We have to protect, we have to guard, we have to resist those attacks and those wickedness.
所以，当有外面的攻击、仇敌的攻击我们的时候呢，我们就不会再害怕。我们要去真正的为我们的弟兄姐妹来做这个守护啊，帮那些软弱的啊，为他们承担这个能力。
There must be men and women that are watching over nations, over cities, over communities, and over families.
我们真的是需要这样的兴起来的代祷的男男女女来为我们的社区、城市和国家来做这样的代祷工作。
And over churches.
啊，然后还有就是所有的这个人都要来守护。
I love this. Number two, we call them the deliverers.
那
The
第二种。
deliverers.
第二种的代祷者呢，我们称之为释放型的代祷者。
The focus of this kind of intercessor is the healing of the land.
那么这一类的代祷者呢，他们的任务就是要来复兴，要来去医治和复兴这个土地的。
They focus on the healing of the land, healing of the land.
他们的任务就是要来复兴医治这个土地。
They focus on the peace of the land.
他们的重心呢，是在怎么样让这块土地能够和平。
They focus on the deliverance of communities from the powers of darkness.
他们的任务呢，就是要让所有的这些黑暗从这个土地驱逐出去。
So wherever they are positioned or wherever they are, they become the progenitors or the starters or the pathfinders of the healing in that very community or that very nation where they are.
那他们所在的地方呢？他们就会在那里兴起祷告，兴起祭坛，然后呢，用复兴的火焰让所有的黑暗从那个地方完全的驱逐出去。
A very good example of these intercessors was Solomon. Solomon was an intercessor.
一个非常好的例子在圣经里面就是所罗门。
Second Chronicles chapter number eight, I mean chapter number six. Chapter number six,
在
verse 18 to 28.
历代志下第六章18到28节。
Let's read it. Second Chronicles 6:18 to 28.
好，那我们一同来读历代志下6章18到28节。
You can read it.
神果真与世人同住在地上吗？看哪、啊，天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的，况且我所建的这殿呢？唯求耶和华我的神垂顾仆人的祷告，祈求俯听仆人的在你面前的祷告呼吁。愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所。求你垂听仆人向此处祷告的话。你仆人和你民以色列向此处祷告的时候，求你从天上居所垂听，垂听而赦免。人若得罪灵舍，有人叫他起誓，他来到这殿，在你的坛前起誓，求你从天上垂听，判断你的仆人，定罪人有罪，照他们所行的报应在他头上；定义人有理，照他的义赏赐他。你的民以色列若得罪你，败在仇敌的面前，又回心转意，承认你的名，在这殿里向你祈祷祷告，求你从天上垂听，赦免你民以色列的罪，使他们归向你赐给他们的列祖之地。你的民因得罪你，你惩罚他们，使天闭塞不下雨，他们越向此处祷告，承认你的名，离开他们的罪。求你在天上垂听， 赦免你仆人和你民以色列的罪，将当行的善道指教他们，且降雨在你的地，就是你赐给你民为业的地。国中若有饥荒、瘟疫、旱风、霉烂、蝗虫、蚂蚱，或有仇敌犯境，围困城邑，无论遭遇什么灾祸、疾病。
Now you realize that Solomon is interceding for the house of Israel.
啊，你可以看到，这个所罗门王呢，真的是在为以色列的每一个地方来做这个祷告、代祷的这个切入的工作。
Verse number, because of time, I'll see verse number 27. It says, Then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants, your people Israel, when you have taught them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain upon your land, which you have given to your people for an inheritance.
好，在27节，大家可以看哈，时间关系，我们主要集中在这一节。求你在天上垂听，赦免你仆人和你民以色列的罪，将当行的善道指教他们，且降雨在你的地，就是你赐给你民为业之地。
He says, if there is a famine in the land, if there is pestilence, blight, mildew, locusts, or caterpillars, if there is their enemies, besiege them in any of their cities, whatever plague or sickness there may be.
那么继续看28节，国中若有饥荒、瘟疫、旱风、霉烂、蝗虫、蚂蚱，或有仇敌犯境、围困城邑，无论遭遇什么灾祸、疾病。
He says, then whatever prayer or supplication any man or all of your people Israel shall make, each knowing his own affliction and his own sorrow, and stretching out his hands towards this house, then hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and forgive and render to every man according to all his ways, whose heart you know, for you only know man's heart. That is 29 and 30.
那么继续29、30节，你的民以色列，或是众人，或是一人，自觉灾祸甚苦，向这殿举手，无论祈求什么，祷告什么，求你从天上的居所垂听赦免。你是知道人心的，要照个人所行的待他们，唯有你知道世人的心。
Second Chronicles. Chapter 7, verse number 14. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 17, verse 14.
Verse 14。好，大家可以看那个《历代志下》第7章的第14节。
If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, then I'll stand in heaven and I'll forgive all their iniquities, all their sins, and then heal their land.
好，那么在这一段说到，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
So those we call them deliverers, their focus, their heart is always on their land, their nation. They are praying for the healing, they are praying for the deliverance of their nation from all their depressions, all their diabolic and satanic depressions.
对，所以从这里大家可以看到，释放型的代祷者为的就是他们的国家、他们的地图，为了这里的人能够回转到神，他们愿意赐下很多的祷告啊，然后呢，让这些祷告蒙神的垂听。
And then number three, we have the priestly intercessors, the priestly intercessors.
第三种呢，我们称之为祭司型的代祷者。
Zechariah is our good example.
撒迦利亚是我们很好的一个例子。
In the book of Luke, chapter number 1, from verse number 8 to 13.
好，那么我们去看路加福音的第一章第八到十三节。
Luke, chapter number 1, verse number 8 to 13.
路加福音的第一章八到十三节。
Thank you, Jesus.
好，感谢耶稣。
He says, "Now, while on duty, serving as a priest before God in the order of his division."
那么现在，撒迦利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分，照祭司的规矩制签，得进主殿烧香。
He was set apart. He was consecrated. He was taken from all the majority, and he was divided in an order for a duty of serving on the altar as a priest.
他作为一个祭司呢，跟众百姓都不一样。他在烧香的时候呢，是完全和众百姓分开的，而他这个时候呢，是在神的面前，是在这个香坛的右边啊，看到有主的使者专门在香坛的右边向他显现的。
He says, as was the custom of the priesthood, he fell to him by lot to enter the sanctuary of the temple of the Lord and burn incense.
他是这个看到主的使者呢，是专门呢，是从那个按照这个要求呢，在这个他是进殿烧香的时候，主的使者就在香坛的右边向他显现，然后也说不要害怕。
Bible says now all the throng of people were praying outside the court, the outside in the court at the hour of incense burning. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense.
大家有看到吗？这个主的使者是专门特地为他显现的，是在他的香坛的右边特地出现来给他看。
And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear took possession of him.
然后天使就说呢：“你在这个地方，你不要害怕啊，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。”
But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your petition, I want you to hear, to understand that what your petition was heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you must call his name John, which means God is favorable."
啊，这个天使呢，还为撒迦利亚说：“啊，你的祈祷已经被听见，现在我们会让你的妻子以利沙白啊生出一个儿子，你还要给他起名叫约翰。那么约翰呢，就是神所喜爱的儿子的意思。好，现在。
Now the priestly intercessors, they are men and women of the altar.
那所以大家从这里就可以看到，这些祭司型的代祷者，他们是在这个祭坛旁边来做代祷的。
They always want to be at the altar. The altar is their everything. Their mind is on the altar, praying.
他们所有的心思意念都在这个祭坛上，祭坛就是他们的一切。
They are also known as the mercy intercessors.
他们也被称为呢，就是怜悯的代祷者。
They have compassion. They have mercy over the people. So they are always crying to God for the sake of the problems of people.
他们对人呢是充满怜悯的，所以呢，当人有问题的时候呢，他们就会泪流满面的为人的为了对人的怜悯来到神面前祷告。
In fact, the first and the main qualification of every pastor is intercession. Every pastor must be an intercessor.
所以我们每一个牧师其实都应该是这种类型的代祷者。
Every parent must be an intercessor.
每一个父亲母亲也是这种类型的代祷者。
Because you cannot lead the people you are not praying for.
因为呢，你没有可能跟一同生活的人，你不为他们祷告的。
You cannot love the people that you are not praying for.
对那些人，你如果不为他们祷告，你也不会生出对他们的爱。
If you love people, you must be praying for them.
如果你有人，你有人民，你一定要为他们祷告。
So if you are not praying for people, you are disqualified to be a minister. You are disqualified to be a leader.
如果你不为你们人民去祷告的话，你是一个不称职的这个领导，不称职的这些牧师。
Any prophet who is going to make an impact must be an intercessor, must be a prophetic intercessor.
所有的这些要为神国事工有神的这种感动的领导，都应该是这样的祭司型的代祷者。
So we call them the priestly intercessors.
所以我们称之为 priestly 祭司型的代祷者。
And number four, we have what we call the living signs intercessors. Living signs intercessors.
好，那么第四种呢，就是活着神迹的这种代祷者。
Oh my God.
哦，我的神啊。
Now, the living signs intercessors.
好，那么这些活着神迹的这种代祷者呢？
They are the people that God has taken through a lot. And as they go through that, they become now a people to help others or to pray for others who are going through the same.
那么像这种代祷者呢，神带他们经历历练了很多的痛苦和磨难，那么他们就得到这样的领受呢，继续为那些有相似的磨难的经历的人为他们去做祷告。
Sometimes the situation that you are going through right now and it is like not changing, God is giving you an experience that as you serve people,You will feel what they feel, so that you may be able to pray for them.
所以有时候你现在所经历的一些磨难和痛苦呢，神还没有应允你。其实神是要给你一个经历，让你借着这样的经历之后得胜之后，就能够为同样有经历的人为他们祷告，也能够体验他们在经历当中的痛苦。
These are the people that have.These are the intercessors that have a dirty road. Their road is dirty.
Please, Jesus.
这样的代祷者呢，他们是做着非常脏的活和累的活的。
Their road is hard. Their way is hard.
他们的道路，他们的任务是非常艰巨的。
Something happened in the Bible to a prophet called Hosea.
那么在我们的这个里面，在我们的圣经里面呢，有这样的类型的人，是
God told him to go. Hosea.
是以赛亚。
God told him to go and marry a prostitute.
哦，以西结，啊，是神有对他说啊，以西结让他去娶一个妓女。
How can God tell his servant to go and marry a prostitute?
怎么可能一个神的仆人要去娶一个妓女呢？
Because there was a prophecy that God wanted to deliver through him to Israel.
因为神呢要借着他去娶这样的一个妓女呢，让他在为以色列祷告的时候，他能够亲身经历那种背叛的感觉。
He wanted Hosea to deliver a message to Israel that they have become prostitutes to God, as God put Hosea into the mess.
所以这个他们在。去祷告的时候，他希望这个牧师能够当时能够经历这个妓女她背叛的这个整个的过程。
He was giving us an understanding that such intercessors, they go through a lot in order for God to use them to deliver many who are going through the same.
所以呢，这样的一个经历呢，让何西阿他去娶一个妓女为妻，并让她生儿养女的话呢，让他们体会到当时神是怎么样被以色列背叛。当他体验这样的痛苦，他就能够用这样的方式去为其他有相同经历的人祷告。
So sometimes what you are going through right now, it is not a punishment and it may not be a curse. It may be a training that God is preparing you for the great intercessory work that you're going to do for the kingdom.
所以现在你所经历的这些困难和痛苦，有时候并不是一个神不祝福你，而是他要让你刻意经历的培训，借着培训，你可以去祝福更多的人。
That is why your anointing is not just by prayer. Sometimes your anointing grows according to the things that you have gone through.
所以呢，神对你的恩高呢，并不是。经常呢是借着祷告或者从天降下来的，有时候是经过你自己在这样的艰巨的探讨和痛苦当中磨练出来的。
If you have ever been rejected, if you have ever been rejected, you know how it feels to be rejected. So when you see somebody who is going through the same, then you have a stand and a position to pray for that person.
因为你没有真正被尝试过拒绝的那种感受的话，你是没有办法去真正的向这些有相同的拒绝经历的人来为他们祷告。只有你亲身经历了以后，你才能够有这样的身同感受。
So we call them the living signs intercessors.
所以我们称这样的代祷者呢，就为 living signs，活着神迹的这样的一些代祷者。
Nehemiah chapter number 1, verse 3 to 11.
尼希米记的1章3节到11节。
The living signs intercessors.
活着神迹的代祷者。
Nehemiah chapter number 1, verse number 3 to verse number 11.
我们再来看第一章尼希米记第一章的3到11节。
You can read it.
他们对我说：“那些被掳归回剩下的人，在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙毁坏，城门被火焚烧。”我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祷告。说耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你守你诫命的人守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列的祷告，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。 求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，说：你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中。但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所选择立为我名的居所。这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷，和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。
I'll look at verse number four.
好，我们看一下第四节。
I'll look at verse number four.
我们看一下第四节。
Verse number four says, "When I heard this, I sat down and wept and mourned for days." And fasted and prayed constantly before the God of heaven.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食了祈祷。
Now we have read whatever how he prayed, but there's something here that I want you to understand about the living saints intercessors.
后面你可以看到我们有很多的祷告，但是在这里我们要先让你跟你知道这些活着神迹的这些代祷者，他们是有什么样的特质。
Nehemiah has the feeling, he has the feeling of these people, he has the pain of these people, and he has the pain of his city.
大家可以看到，尼希米在这里，他有的是真正的那种对百姓和对城市的那一种深切的爱和深切的那个悲哀。
So he is praying and interceding and is fasting and is spending days in the presence of God, call upon God.
所以他在神面前，他有多日的禁食，多日的代祷。还有多日的这种与神的亲近。
So those are the living signs intercessors.
所以这些都是我们所说的神迹当中的活着神迹的代祷者。
Number five, we call them. Your time is over. Give me more 15 minutes. I finish this.
好，还有十五分钟，让我完整这个最后的这个介绍。第五种启示型的代祷者。
Number four, they are called. Is it number four, five?
Number five.
Number five. They are called the revolutionary intercessors.
第五种的话呢，就是叫启示型的代祷者。
The example of these intercessors is John the Baptist.
那么这种代祷者最典型的就是施洗约翰。
There are five things about them.
他们有五种特点。
Number one, they carry the Elijah anointing.
第一种，他们承载了以利亚的恩膏。
They are pathfinders. They are pathfinders.
他们是对这个他们是征战的人。
They are so secretive. They are so secretive.
他们非常的守秘密，非常的神秘。
They are mysterious.
他们非常的神秘啊，你看不到他们。
They enjoy spending time away from people.
他们喜欢享受在与神的隐秘处，不容易被人看到。
They enjoy spending their time in secret places.
他们喜欢在一些秘密的地方去跟神独处。
They are men and women of fasting prayer.
他们也是那种呢，禁食祷告的男的或者女的这样的祷告的勇士。
They spend most of their time in prayer and fasting.
他们用绝大部分的时间，他们都是在做禁食和祷告。
They are also called the revivalists. They are called the revival carriers, and they are called the revival fathers.
他们也是被称为承载着复兴的这样的一些人，或者承载复兴的这样的一些父亲们。
Their obligation is to revolutionize or bring a revolution in the church.
他们的任务呢，就是要重新革新整个教会，对整个教会进行革新。
Their work is to set new dimensions for the church.
他们是要让整个社会整个教会能够看到全新的一个维度。
They are always crying for revival. They are calling, they are always praying, they are always believing God for the revival.
他们非常相信神的复兴，也他们一直都在为神的复兴做祷告。
Now watch this.
让我们看。
The journey of Christianity is in phases.
那我们基督的信仰的这个旅程呢，它是分成几个阶段的。
And that is why I told you one of these days I will teach you about the ten dimensions of spirituality.
所以我很希望呢，后面有机会给你们教导到这个圣灵的灵界的10个维度。
So the revolutionary intercessors, they are always believing God for a difference, for a change, for a new level, or for a new season.
所以这些启示型的代祷者，他们一直都坚信神呢，一直在做更新，在做变化，在做新的季节的。新的工作，
They want Jehovah to be God. They don't want Baal to be God.
他们喜欢耶和华成为他们的神，而不是去敬拜巴利。
And so when you read Matthew chapter number 3, from verse number 1 to verse number 12,
所以，当我们来一起读马太福音的3章1到12节。
you get the story of John the Baptist.
你就能看到这个施洗约翰的故事。
How as he came as the pathfinder and as the announcer of the coming Christ.
他们就是神前面预备道路的这些先知，也为神的到来在呼喊的人。
And before Christ comes the second time, there must be a people that are carrying the anointing of John the Baptist in the order of prophet Elijah to declare or to send the church into that new dimension.
那么，在耶稣基督第二次降临之前的人，这样的代祷者，他们就承载着施洗约翰或者是以利亚的这些神所给的恩膏，来引领着教会进入全新的维度。
They are also called revolutionary fathers.
他们也被称为是革新的先驱或者革新的先祖们。
They are also called people that gives birth to the next generation.
他们也可以被称为是专门给予下一代的，传承下一代的人。
They generate the next generation.
他们呢，是在培育下一个世代。
They give birth to the next generation.
他们把一切都给予回下一个世代。
That's why you realize that Moses was an intercessor, was a revolutionary intercessor, and gave birth or passed his mantle to Joshua, but Joshua was not.
所以大家可以看到呢，这个摩西呢，他是这种传递型的、启示型的代祷者，他把他的恩膏传递给了约书亚，但是呢，约书亚却不是这样的类型。
Elijah was an intercessor and he gave birth to Elisha, or he passed on his mantle to Elisha, but Elisha was not an intercessor. When he died with the anointing and was buried with the anointing.
像以利亚呢，他就是也是这种传递型给人生出下一代的这样的一个传递型的代祷者，所以他就把他的恩膏传递给了以利沙，以利沙也得到了双倍的恩膏，但是呢，以利沙在他死后的时候却没有传递下去，就随着他的埋葬就埋到
Dr.
地底
Livingstone
下。
is an intercessor and is giving birth to a generation or is generating a generation of prayer.
所以我们的李博士，我们的 Dr. Livingstone 呢，他是也是一个传递型的代祷者，他也是为我们能够传承到下一代来不断的努力，不断的来传承。
These are people like Habakkuk chapter number 3, verse number 1. To verse number three.
我们看一下哈巴谷书的第三章1到3节。
Bible says the prayer of Habakkuk.
先知哈巴谷
This is
的
the
祷
prayer
告，
of Habakkuk.
这个就是哈巴谷的祷告。
The prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, said to wild, enthusiastic, and triumphal music.
先知哈巴谷的祷告调用琉璃歌。
He says, "Oh Lord, I've heard the report of you, and I was afraid. Oh Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make yourself known, and in your wrath, honestly, remember love, pity, and mercy."
耶和华呀，我听见你的名声就惧
Verse 2.
怕。耶和华呀，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
So you see, these are the kind of or the type of the revolutionary intercessors. They always want a shift. They always want to send the church into the New Testament or into the new dimension.
所以大家可以看到，像这样的就是一个很典型的启示型的代祷者，他们会通过祷告，通过复兴，然后把他们的恩膏传承给更多的人，传承到下一代。
And number six or seven.
啊，我们看到第六节。
Number G.
Number six。
Number six. We call them the forerunners, intercessors.
第六种呢，就是 forerunner 奔跑的这些代跑者。
These are the people we call the apostolic intercessors.
Apostolic, can you say again? Apostolic.
使徒行。
They are the apostolic intercessors.
这些是像使徒行的这样的一些代祷者。
They are apostolic intercessors.
他们是使徒行的代祷者。
They are territorial commanders.
那他们也是一个征战的负责人，征战的勇士，
They are territorial commanders.
这个领土的指挥官。
Network advantage. Yeah, buddy. They are territorial commanders. They are commanders in chief of territories.
他们是这个领土的这些指挥官，也是一个领导者，在这个先锋的人。
They in the kingdom of God or in the heavenly realm on the spirit realm, they are looked at as territorial spirits.
他们是在这样的一个领土里面是有领土的灵。圣灵去浇灌他们的，带领他们的。
They are kingdom enforcers. They enforce the kingdom of God into lives and into communities and into nations.
他们是不断的加强和推进这个天国的进程的这样的一群人啊，进入我们的社区，进入我们的城市。
They take responsibilities.
他们也承担责任。
They are people like David.
他们的代表的人就像大卫。
Second Samuel chapter 24, verse number 17.
那么在撒母耳记第二，撒母耳记下24章17节。
And First Samuel chapter number 30, verse number 8.
还有撒母耳记第撒母耳记上30章第8节，
It shows us how David took responsibility, and he says, when everyone is crying because of the raid, I will go and pursue the enemy and overtake the enemy and restore whatever they have taken.
大家可以看到，大卫求问耶和华：“我追赶敌军，追不追得上？”耶和华说：“你可以追得上，而且呢，还可以必得救，全部拿回来。
They are pursuers. They pursue the enemy. They will never allow the devil rest. They will pursue the devil. They will attack. They will combat. They will go for the devil to lose the territories.
”他们会不断的追赶和追杀这些仇敌，让这些仇敌的话。丧失他们的领域，从而他们就可以把这个领土征战得胜回来。
They are not only defensive. But they are offensive. They do not only protect, they do not only guard, but they also offense. They go and take over territories. They said, enough is enough. Devil, you will not take my children. You will not take my marriage. You will not take my city.
他们是冲出去打仗的先锋。他们不仅要防卫，他们还要冲出去啊，去到别人的领土，把别人的领土抢夺回来，跟他们说这是神的领土，我们的儿女不容被你们侵犯。
Those are the enforcers of the kingdom. When the salvation before salvation comes into a community, those intercessors, they're the forerunners, they are praying, interceding for the communities, they are dealing with the principalities so that the salvation of God will reign over the community.
那么就在神的国降临之前呢，就是靠着这样的一对先锋和使徒型的人，不断的推动这些领土的扩张和这个神迹奇事，让所有人能够在神国降临的时候就能够统治我们的天国就能够重新统治这个土地。
Another example is Moses.
另外一个代表就是摩西。
Exodus chapter number 32, verse 31 and 32.
我们看一下，在出埃及记32章31到32节。
Moses says, "You cannot destroy these people. Let them live, and let my name be blotted out of the books."
摩西回到耶和华那里说：“哎，这百姓犯了大罪，为自己做了金像。倘或你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册上涂抹我的名。
It says, I better be blotted out of the books, but let these people live.
”他说道：“我最好还是从你的这个所写的册上被你来涂抹。
And lastly,
”最后。
we call them the hinged intercessors.
最后还有一种类型，就是像连接两头的铰链一样的这样的代祷者。
The example is my daughter, in the book of Esther, who is called Esther herself in the Bible. She's my daughter in the spirit. She was a hing intercessor.
那么这种类型的人，就像我的属灵的女儿以斯帖，也当然也像圣经里面所说的以斯帖一样，他们能够做非常好的连接。
When you read Esther chapter number 5 and verse number 7, you understand what I'm talking about.
如果你们去读以斯帖记的5章7节的话，你就能够知道我在说的是什么意思了。
But let me show you something here.
让我来给你看一下。
These are the intercessors. That become a jointed device.
这些代祷者呢，他们就像一个紧紧的连接工具一样，把两边的。两边的桥梁连接起来。
They are determined and decided by something, and so they are in a community, they are in a church. They are in a family, they are in a nation as a jointed device.
他们就像一个连接装置一样，特地被神呢安放在某一个教会、某一个处。或者某一个地方啊，为神所用。
And like these are the people that everyone is depending on. They are dependable.
他们是非常可靠的，人们也是依赖他们做很多的连接。
They say if this one is in the church, then the church is safe. If this one is in that country, then the country is safe. God will use this one to bring the deliverance, to bring the peace, to bring the healing, to bring the redemption of the people.
如果在是教会里面，或者在世代里面有这样的人，或者在城市里面有这样的人，有这样的代祷者，这个就会复兴起来，因为他们能够连接非常多的价值，能够帮助神复兴。
They are the sacrifice. They say, if I die, I die. If I live, I live. But I will do it.
他们有非常强的自我牺牲的精神，神要他活他就活，神要他死他也死。
Another example is Joseph.
另一个很重要的例子就是约瑟。
Joseph is the second example.
约瑟是第二个例子。
He goes to Egypt as a sacrifice for the deliverance of his family and his nation Israel.
他被卖到埃及的，他的任务就是为了连接以色列和埃及，和解救以色列的众民。
Another example is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
当然，还有个最重要的例子，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Another example is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
是的，我们的主耶稣基督也是个很好的例子。
Did you know that Jesus is an intercessor and until now is interceding? But before I will go, send me, Lord.
那我们的耶稣基督呢，就是很好的连接的这样的桥梁。他说：“圣灵啊，请你天父，请你把我作为你的这样的连接，然后让奉我的名都能够来到你这里。”
They do not fear danger.
他们一点害怕都没有。
Another example is the Holy Spirit.
另一个很好的例子就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is an intercessor.
圣灵他也是一个代祷者。
Just imagine the Holy Spirit to come and sit in you, to pray for you, to intercede for you before Abba Father every day. Look at your condition, look at your heart, look at your life.
是的，知道吗？圣灵他就是每一天每一秒都坐在我们这里，与我们一同的来祷告，一同来真的是把我们连接给天父。
So we call them the healing intercessors. They go in those tough communities. They go in those tough, difficult places like the Middle East, like in China, like in Sudan, like Iraq, in Iran, in those Pakistan persecuted, where the church is persecuted. The healing intercessors will go there. And they'll bring a difference.
所以像这种连接性的这种代祷者呢，他们就是真的哪里困难，他们就会去哪里。例如那些专门去驱逐教会或者是砍杀基督徒的这些地方逼迫基督徒的地方，中国呀、中东啊、伊朗等等这些地方。
The devil is a liar. God is raising intercessors of different kinds in order to enforce the kingdom of God.
我们的神是伟大的，兴起我们所有的这些代祷者，这个时代就是代祷者的时代。
Remember, God is hiring intercessors.
记住，现在我们的上帝正在招募代祷者。
Intercessors are the heartbeat of God.
代祷者就是我们上帝的心跳。
And if you can respond to the call,
如果你回应我们的倡议，
the kingdom of God is going to benefit.
我们神的国度就会被很好的祝福。
And not only the kingdom of God, but you too are going to benefit as you respond to the calling.
只要你对我们的这个回应，我们的宣告的话，主啊，他会祝福你们，祝福你们每一位。
Oh my God, I just feel that people's minds are opening up and their hearts are opening up to receive the calling of intercession.
太好了，我现在感受到在座的人都打开了他们的心，每一位都等待着神为他们来祷告，呼召他们成为这样的代祷者。
Respond to the calling. Respond to the call.
回应我们这样的一个呼召，成为一个代祷者。
Some of you have been hiding. Some of you have been running away. Some of you are covered by fear. God says, respond to the calling.
神说回应这个呼召，回应这样的一个宣告，因为我看到你们有不少的人可能还在躲藏，还在暗处，还在害怕。不要害怕，神会兴起你们。
The many years you have right now, or the few years you're still remaining with, respond to this call. Stand in for the nation. Stand in for the families. Stand in for the church. Stand in for the generation.
你现在就要为你的时代，就为你的城市，为你的社区，为你所有的亲人，你要起来征战，要成为神呼召你成为的代祷者。
If the gatekeepers are not taking over and protecting the cities, protecting the church, guarding on watch, then the enemy will get opportunity to enter with his wicked influence.
如果我们每一位人都不兴起来、站起来，成为这样的代祷者，我们所有这些地区的门就会失守，就会被撒旦议会的人，他们去专门来用邪恶的势力来影响这个时代。
It is you. It is you to lead the army. It is you to enforce the kingdom of God in many lives.
你就是那一位带领着军队，带领着我们每一个弟兄姐妹去征战的那一位代祷者，兴起。
Rise up, come out of unnecessary battles, come out of an unnecessary conflicts. Focus on the kingdom and praying for people.
现在就去除一切啊，不属于你的那些无谓的争斗、无谓的纠缠、无谓的害怕。现在就起来加入军队。成为这样的一个世代的代祷者，为你的弟兄姐妹去征战。
I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are.
我希望每一位都能够举起你们的双手。
Yes, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit over my body right now.
啊，是的，我感受到神的恩膏在与我同在，也跟各位在位的在座的每一位同在。
And that very anointing is released upon you wherever you are.
哦，他现在的恩膏已经在你们这里自由的运行，在恩膏你们。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
There are many people, you have been resisting the call. You have been resisting. You've been disobedient. God is calling you to the obedience of the instructions of Him.
我现在感受到有一些弟兄姐妹正在拒绝圣灵的呼召，或者是逃避圣灵的呼召，就请你们不要逃避。
We cannot allow that wickedness to continue in your family.
我们不能让你的家庭里面继续有这样的软弱存在。
We cannot allow wickedness to continue in your community.
我们不能够让邪恶继续在这个社区里面运行。
We cannot allow diabolic systems to enter the church.
我们更不应该让邪恶的魔鬼的势力啊随便进入我们的教会。
As the calling has come, the power of the Holy Spirit is coming upon you right now.
哦，我可以感受到现在圣灵的力量正进入下来，恩膏在座的每
一位。Lopria cande poliande posi, leketa leka payasia, leka pariasia taka, lapacata poli in the caposeta, lesseteke le paya, liprianda capriacata. Those are the people that God is anointing.
是的，你们就是那些神亲自用圣灵恩膏的人。
Hesheleka.Somebody feel what I'm feeling. Feel what I'm feeling.
Oh, 你们现在来感受我正在感受的东西。你们来亲自感受。
We deliver nations.
Oh, 我们要为这个城市这个国家来做驱赶，做医治。
We deliver families. We deliver families.
好，我们医治我们的城，我们的家庭。
We deliver lives.
We
The army of the living God is marching. The army is marching. The army is marching. March, 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 and enforce the kingdom of God.
敌人正在一步一步的正在仇敌正在集结队伍追赶过来。
If you can speak in tongues, only for 3 minutes, open up your mouth and speak in tongues.
每一个人都可以说方言的，现在都开始说方言，说四分钟的方言。
As you speak in tongues, the power and the anointing is coming upon you right now.
现在请大家都来打开麦克风，来一同说方言。Hallelujah. 好，谢谢大家的祷告。继续来，继续祷告。现在，你今天晚上，请大家也继续祷告，继续的祷告。
But listen to this.
但是要现在听我说。
好，
感谢主。
You may look to be a people that are not respected.
你可能是一个普通的，不能再普通，不受人尊敬的人。
But the Lord has chosen you.
但是神已经拣选了你。
He has chosen you.
他已经拣选了你。
He has appointed you.
他已经指派你，恩膏你。
He has appointed you.
他已经指派你了。
That is why I want you to protect and to guard and to watch this platform.
所以我希望每一位都能够一同来保守，来维护我们这样的一个聚会。
And I'm praying for divine protection upon each and every one of you.
是的，我现在来为你们每一位，我都来为你们做祷告。
That no devil, no diabolic attacks will get opportunity over your lives.
现在就来为你祷告，没有任何的恶魔，没有任何的仇敌能够来影响你的生命。
And do not allow any seed of enmity enter this platform.
不要有任何的仇敌的这些小苗子啊，想在我们这个仇敌在这个平台上来出现的，我们都把它完全的赶走。
Let the love of God flow, because intercession is a pure ministry and is a ministry of love.
是的，让神的爱在这里自由的运行，因为我们的事工，我们代祷者的事工就是传递神的爱。
I want to talk about the heart of intercession, but time cannot allow. I will talk about it next time.
那还会跟大家说代祷者的心，但是今天没有时间，我们留在下次我们继续谈。
Now, I want you also to understand this. This is an altar. This platform is an altar.
大家要知道，我们这个网络聚会，它其实就是一个祭坛，
And it is also a gate of
也
heaven.
是一个门户，从天而来的门户。
Now, in the prayer ministry,
那么，在我们这个祷告的事工里面，
each time we come on the altar of prayer, we always come with an offering to put on the altar.
那么大家知道，每一次我们来到这个祭坛，我们都献上我们的祭物。
So I want you to train yourself that each time I'm going to the altar of prayer, I'm going with my offering, I'm going with my sacrifice.
所以大家要知道，我们每次来这个祭坛，我们都要来奉献，然后也来把我们一切的这些，祭坛
They
祭
are
物献
couples.
上。
They are a couple. Prayer and sacrifice. They are a couple.
所以祷告和牺牲这两个是一对很亲密的关系。
The example of Cornelius, the Bible says, God, I've heard your prayer and you have seen your giving, your sacrifice have reached heaven.
在这个圣经里面也说到了，就是你的祭物我已经看到了，你的祭物已经呈上给我了，所以我现在给你祝福。
So as the prayer goes up, your sacrifice also should go up. Your offering also should go up.
所以你的奉献、你的牺牲在你的这个祭坛当中去奉献出来的话，神也一同看顾你。
If there is anybody sick among you are healed right now in the name of Jesus.
如果现在每一位有哪一位还是有生病的话，神现在就来医治你。
Father, I thank you.
是的，天父阿爸，我谢谢你。
I pray for your servants.
我为你的每一位的服侍的人祷告。
Let your mighty hand rest upon them.
是的，请你的手亲自的恩膏在他们的头上，
Preserve them and bless them the more.
请你亲自的来为他们祷告，也亲自的来祝福他们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门
Amen.
，Amen。
God bless you.
好，上帝祝福各位。